No man greater. Jesus continued, What went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled, and live delicately, are in kings' courts. Rich apparel and the luxuries of this life are not the portion of God's servants. The priests and rulers arrayed themselves in rich robes. They were more anxious to gain the admiration of men than to win the approval of God. Their allegiance was not given to God but to the kingdom of this world. But what went ye out for to see? Asked Jesus. A prophet? This is he, of whom it is written. Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. I say unto you, among them that are born of women there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Yet, said Jesus, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. In the announcement to Zacharias before the birth of John, the angel had declared, He will be great in the sight of the Lord. In the estimation of heaven, what is it that constitutes greatness? Not that which the world counts greatness. It is moral worth that God values. Love and purity are the attributes he prizes most. John was great in the sight of the Lord when he refrained from seeking honor for himself but pointed all to Jesus as the promised one. His unselfish joy in the ministry of Christ presents the highest type of nobility ever revealed in man.